The former commissioner of Shiraz, Justice Emil Short, has called for the establishment of an independent statutory body with the powers to investigate and sanction any political party that goes contrary to the political party's code of conduct. He said such a body should be able to discharge its duties without intimidation, fear or favor. He said the body should be constituted with independent-minded persons devoid of influence from any of the political parties. Justice Short stated this at the opening of a workshop to review the 2008 political party's code of conduct. It was organized by the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, at Abri in the Eastern Region. Yaya Kwamwa reports.
The workshop is in response to the rising political temperatures and the use of abusive language among political parties as the 2012 general elections draws nearer. The former commissioner of Shiraj, Justice Emil Short, said the current political party's code is weak in content and limited in scope. He noted that there is lack of clear procedures to investigate issues of political violence, settling of disputes, and punishing any political party or member of a political party that breaches the political party's code of conduct. He cited the Itiwa by-elections where roadblocks were mounted to prevent people from crossing as a clear violation of the political party's code, and yet none of the perpetrators has been brought to book. He bemoaned the upsurge in insults on the airwaves by political parties, saying the practice is dangerous to the country's democracy. Justice Short urged political parties to make concessionary speeches on the code that is arrived at the end of the program. This, he noted, will serve as a binding principle for the parties. A legal practitioner, Gabriel Puaman, said the weaknesses inherent in the code gives the political parties a fertile ground to misconduct themselves. He advocated the need to revoke the certificates of political parties who breach the political party's code.
Yaya Kwamwa's report.